Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Best show.
Hey, Tom, it's Morty from Lower West Newbridge. How are you?
Good, good. How are you tonight, Morty?
I'm good. I have a contribution for the topic.
For the topic, which is sticking the landing.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
I hope this translates. So, basically, this is back in my punk rock days, and I'm walking down the street, and I've got a T-shirt on, and it says New Jersey hardcore, you know, like New Jersey hardcore punk. And so there are these two cops on the sidewalk too, and one of them sees my shirt and he goes, "Hey." And I turn around and he points to the shirt and he starts to read New Jersey hardcore, but he only, for whatever reason, he only says New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, "New Jersey. What's that?" And I go, "It's a state."
Okay, that's a good one.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a
those,
good one.
Those
good
two one. Guys, those cops,
uh-huh.
They grabbed me, and they took me in the alley.
Yeah.
They beat the S out of me.
Well, so this one is less successful than I initially it sounded, because there were repercussions on this.
I got hided, but I still say the actual burn stands. Don't you think? That burn should stand.
I'm going to say yes. That burn stands as a burn. You stuck it. You found the perfect zinger to say back.
And then they stuck me hard.
Yes, then you got... They had the last word.
Though. They kind of did, yeah. And they had the last laugh because they, let's be honest, they were laughing while they were doing it.
Yeah, so then that's what that comes down to. I say, yes, you stuck the landing, but then they had the last laugh.
That's right, yeah. So you win some, you lose some, right?
Yeah, you win some, you lose. That's a good philosophy.
Thank you. Hey, I know you have a packed show tonight, but I just wanted to tell you how much I loved that interview you did on Danny Bonaduce's Getting Down with the Deuce podcast the other day.
I don't think I was on Danny Bonaducci's podcast. You sure it was me?
I'm sure it was you.
Yeah, I mean, I do a lot of podcasts. Wait, I think I did call in. No, that wasn't Danny Bonaducci, though, was it?
Maybe it wasn't his show. It was definitely one of those Partridge Family-related podcasts. Anyway.
I was on a show with the kid, the drummer kid. I was on his podcast.
Okay, I got it wrong then.
It's called The Drummer Kid from the...
It's called The Chew with Chris Number Two.
I was on that, yes. I did.
That's about, what it was. I had a brain F, I guess.
I was on that for about 4 hours.
Yes, and I'll tell you, I thought I knew all about your pizza and cookie preferences from being a religious Best Show listener.
Uh-huh.
But that interview took it to a whole new level.
Yeah, we sure did talk about pizza a lot, to where I wasn't even sure if I liked pizza anymore because we were talking about it so much.
Right, right.
You know the thing where you're talking about, you're just like, wait, why am I talking about something in this, like this analytically?
It's just something that you would eat. You eat on a whim pretty much, and now you're just overthinking it.
Yeah, like you eat in a... In a rush, like, oh,
it's whim food.
Yeah, I'm like, let me go grab a slice.
Yeah.
You know, you ever just say, like, let me go grab a slice?
Not out loud, but I certainly think it.
Okay, I do say it out loud.
Right. Now, when you say, like, when you get that hankering for a slice of or a piece of Sicilian. Do you say I want to get a slice, or do you say I want to get a hunk? I say hunk.
I say slice. I still say slice.
Okay.
A hunk. Well, that seems like it would not be, like, that the shapes might vary. Like, a hunk seems like they don't use a pizza cutter.
Right, they just tear it off like a pizza mound or something.
And you almost get what, like, you could really clean up and get something, like, more than you should get, or you could really lose out also.
I thought I was getting a hunk and I cut a pizza pebble.
Yeah, and then that's, like, the risk, I guess, that you do when you order a hunk style.
That's right, buy the ticket, take the ride, you get what you get, right?
Yeah, that you get, you buy the ticket at the pizzeria, and you ride the ride.
You know, they don't do that anymore. They don't sell tickets at pizzerias.
They don't.
I sure don't.
Those were the good old days.
They were. Hey, so the one thing about that interview I found especially interesting is that you said your most prized possession is one of those original objects from Led Zeppelin's Presence LP, that little black, what's it called, like an obelisk? Is that what those
yes,
are called?
Obelisk. The object, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's something I had wanted for a long time and finally got a hold of one of them.
How'd you get it, may I ask? If it's secret, don't tell me.
No, someone knew I was looking, and they had a friend of a friend who was selling one, and then they put me in touch, and I guess long story short, I bought it.
Heard it from a friend who heard you wanted to buy an object.
That was
the original working lyric for that song by REO Speedwagon.
It was about someone buying an object.
An object, and of course it was a dirty object, so they couldn't actually say what it was. That album, High Fidelity, was originally supposed to be XXX.
Well, the cover seems very
naughty, right?
Album covers had a very... There was a point where someone must have just said, hey, let's make album covers super dirty. Like, there's just like one day where it was like, what if these things are dirty?
Right.
Like, what's the first dirty album cover?
Maybe,
is it an Ohio Players record?
I was going to say one of those Bing Crosby records, because he wasn't wearing pants a lot of the time. You see him from the waist up.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, he was sick.
So he
but
was
yeah,
like,
those Ohio Player records, yeah.
So he was bottomless on those Bing Crosby?
Well, they called him Bottomless Bing. Don't you remember that?
I don't. I was not a huge Bing Crosby fan.
Oh, I just got into him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sounds like you found a different entry point.
I did, yeah. Kind of late in life.
Yeah. And also, something else maybe spoke to you about the something different than what spoke to all of America.
Well, I wanted to know what's going on down there.
Yeah, that's a different way in on Bing Crosby.
All right. Hey, so in the interview, you said that you have the object on display in your house.
Yes. That's
cool.
True.
That's cool. I have something that means a lot to me. I got a signed Mr. Show poster that Bob and David both signed, and I've hung it in my TV room. And I just get such a joy being able to sit and watch my Mr. Show DVDs and then look up right over the TV, and there's that signed poster.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. Where do you keep the object?
Oh, I have it in my office. Yeah.
Cool. Hey, you know, I'm always curious where creative people have their office when it's in their home. Where's yours?
What do you mean, where in my house?
Yeah.
Well, it's across the hallway. Like it's my bedroom's on the one side, and then the office is on the other side of the hallway.
Oh, cool.
Wait, what's going on over there?
No.
Morty, what was that?
I accidentally knocked over this ceramic Martin Short bobblehead.
Uh-huh. A Martin Short bobblehead. That's a, yeah. I actually have one of those as well.
Hmm.
You have one?
Yeah.
A Martin. Where'd you get your Martin Short bobblehead? It was hard. I'm interested in your story for that.
Where'd I get it?
Yeah.
Oh man.
I mean, they're very hard to come by. So I remember how I got mine.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
I can't remember.
You can't remember how you got it.
Hey, so if I was standing right inside your front door, facing inside, the office would, I'm assuming, be on the second floor? You know, that's because most people's bedrooms, like I think it's like 92% of people who have a multi-story house, their bedroom is on the second floor. Is that safe to say?
Why would you ask that?
Oh, I just like to get a mental image of my favorite stars' homes. It helps me appreciate their artistry even more than I already do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's an interesting take on. Hey, Morty, you have a dog? What's your dog's name?
Oh, I don't have a dog. I mean, my dog's name is, it's Rennie, Benny. Benny.
Which one is it? Rennie or Benny?
It's Benny.
Benny, okay. That's funny. Your dog, I gotta say, your dog sounds a lot like my dog barking.
Oh, you know, they say that most dogs have really similar barking voices, and that's why, like, Benji and Lassie had exactly the same bark.
No, I've never heard Benji and Lassie don't have the same bark.
They certainly did. I've done my research. Now you do yours.
Hey, Morty, I'm going to just ask you one question.
Shoot.
And I can't believe I'm kind of asking this, but are you in my house?
What? No! How dare you ask that? What kind of person do you think I am in your house?
Well, I mean, I just had to ask because it's a very...
Okay, I am in your house! I wanted your object! Is that a crime?
Yeah, well, wanting it's not a crime, but breaking in to get it is definitely a crime.
Well, now you're nitpicking. Oh, no! Tom, your dog is really scaring me! He's looking at me like I'm a bowl of chuck wagon!
Hey, Morty, get out of the house. Get out of my house.
Okay, I'll get out.
No.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
Wait, what? What's going on?
Your dog chewed off all my clothes!
Chewed off your clothes?
Yes, every stitch in one little bite. F this noise, I'm jumping out your window. Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no, I'm stuck.
How are you stuck?
The window shut on my feet. Oh, no. Now I'm hanging nude from your window.
Is your back against the house? Or
no, my back is, yes, so all my goods are on full display.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's so weird being upside down like this. Will you come get me, please?
No, I'm not going to come get you.
Please, just let Mike finish the show.
No, get out. Fall.
No, I'm trying to get out. I can't get out now.
Just fall.
I'm not going to fall. Are you kidding me? Please come get me.
No, I'm not going to get you. Get out.
Well, I guess I'm just going to hang here until you get back. Hey, I saw you posted some photos the other night. You saw Carl Palmer?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I did. I went to, I saw him do a concert in New Jersey. Yeah.
What was that like?
Interesting. It was at a middle school, of all things.
Like a junior high?
Yeah, yeah. It was in an auditorium at a middle school, but it was exciting. He was very enthusiastic. The drummer from Emerson, Lake & Palmer, still out there doing it, huh?
Wow, who was there? You must have been like the youngest cat there.
I was at the lower end of it, yes. A lot of old timers coming out.
Did he have the metal drum kit?
He had a very practical drum kit. Like, he had a couple small gongs on either side.
Only a couple.
Two small ones. I guess it's less. I guess at this point you do two small ones. It's better than one big one.
I never thought about that. I guess that's probably true.
Yeah.
Hey, are you following this Ronnie Jackson stuff, drama today?
Ronnie Jackson? What is that?
Yes,
now?
Dr. Ronnie Jackson. Pardon me.
What is that?
He's President Trump's physician.
No, I'm a little behind on that.
Well, he got appointed. Trump wanted him to be the head of the VA, and now all this stuff is coming out from his past, and he's going to sink quick, I think. But Dr. Ronnie Jackson, wasn't that a character Elvis played in that movie Double Trouble?
Yeah, I think he was the. He was kind of like a doctor by day who wanted to be like a race car driver at night.
That was it. All right, I'll be, how about if I'm like a wannabe race car driver and you're Dr. Ronnie Jackson in that movie?
Okay.
Can we riff? I love when you do your voices.
Oh, let's try a scene.
Hey, Dr. Ronnie Jackson. I think it's so cool that you're a doctor by day and at night you drive. Do you ever worry that you're going to get hurt?
No, I don't, ma'am. Man, no. I just try to drive and just get out there behind the wheel. It's the only time I feel free after I'm working all day in the operating room. Then I get out on the racetrack at night, which I guess it's weird that I drive a car at night.
Well, I guess it depends if you have lights. Do you have lights, Dr. Ronnie Jackson?
Yeah. I was able to take some of the money I got from my career as a doctor and install lights around the local racetrack. And it reminds
I could do
me,
this all night. I do think you're brilliant at your voices.
Oh, that's sweet of you to say.
Yes,
it reminds me of a song.
We got to win this race, is that it?
That's Eddie Murphy doing when he did that routine.
He also did another song. You remember what that song was? Lemonade, that cool, refreshing drink.
That's right, yes.
Hey, are you watching Westworld?
I'm not really watching it. I'm thinking about getting on board with it.
Starts again on Sunday.
Are you watching it?
I watched the other seasons. Yeah, it's scary, though. It's a little too scary for me.
You get a little scared?
I don't like robots that look like humans to the point where you don't know if they're a robot or a human.
There's a thing with that throws people. What is that thing called again where it's the point where you're not sure if a robot...
Oh, the tipping point.
No, it's not that. It's where like a robot... looks a little too much. It's like it gets a little too close to being a human, and it freaks people out. Then I'm forgetting what that's called, but there is a scientific thing for when a robot gets more real, more real, more real, and then just it's upsetting that the robot's just a little too real.
Oh, it's robot pneumonia.
Robot pneumonia.
I think it is, right?
I don't think it's robot pneumonia.
It could be. Hey, Tom, I'm going to be really honest.
Yeah?
I'm about to black out because I'm hanging upside down nude.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. We were talking about Westworld, and I thought, I kind of forgot for a second that you're hanging nude out of my office window.
It's hard to forget it. And I mean, what a way to end up on my wedding day, right? I'll tell you.
This is your wedding day.
It is, yeah.
Well, I would think you'd on your wedding day you might be more concerned about things other than stealing stuff from people's offices.
Not if you promised your bride-to-be that her big wedding gift was going to be one of the objects.
Well, that is probably something you shouldn't have promised.
I don't need to be scolded when I'm hanging upside down nude from your own window.
Yeah.
Good night.
I'm still going to scold. Oh, okay. I hung up. Interesting. Interesting to get out of my house. I hope he falls. I hope he doesn't get hurt. Just want him out, though.